TEP near the equinox months and the occasional sporadic E propagation reaching many thousands of miles during June and July. Worldwide 6-meter F2 propagation may occur again, perhaps very frequently, starting in late October of 2024, if daily EISN reports consistently remain well above 200. For more detailed information and access to all of the links, visit ARRL.org. Amateur radio is active as Hurricane Ernesto is headed for Bermuda. As of 11 a.m. on Wednesday, August 14, 2024, the National Hurricane Center reported that Tropical Storm Ernesto had become a Category 1 hurricane. A hurricane warning has now been issued for Bermuda, and dangerous rip currents are likely along the entire U.S. East Coast beaches this weekend, August 17 through the 18th. Bobby Graves, KB5HAV Hurricane Watch Net Manager, reports the net's activation plans. For Friday, August 16th, they will be active on 20 meters, 14.325 megahertz at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and they will be on that frequency until they lose propagation at night. Then on 40 meters at 7.268 megahertz at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that's when that activation will occur. The net will remain active on this frequency overnight for as long as propagation allows. On Saturday, August 17th, 20 meters will resume operations on 14.325 megahertz at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And on Saturday, on 40 meters will resume operations at 7.268 megahertz at 8.30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The VOIP hurricane net is not yet active, but is monitoring the situation. The hurricane is currently about 605 miles south-southwest of Bermuda with sustained winds of 85 miles per hour and moving north at 13 miles per hour. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 45 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend upward out to 175 miles. The forecast track shows the center of Ernesto is expected to pass near or over Bermuda on Saturday, August 17th. Ernesto has now moved out of Puerto Rico. The island suffered flash flooding, storm damage, and widespread power outages on Wednesday. Half of all residents were without power, with flooding and damage especially pronounced in the eastern part of the island.